From the Fortress to Freedom in the Center of Forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show, God Bless America. For Tuesday, April 16, 2019, here are the three big things you need to know. Three, going to the gas station is becoming a painful experience. The price per gallon on its way to over $3 a gallon. It could be going quite a bit higher as we head into summer as well. Two, the countdown is on to the Mueller report being released, at least the parts we are allowed to see. And, of course, that will never be enough to satisfy the Democrats who are screaming for more because they have nothing else. They went all in on Russia, and it went bust. What did you expect them to do? And number one, in Paris, the search for answers is beginning at the Cathedral of Notre Dame, the iconic structure that was begun in the 12th century, destroyed in large part by fire, many parts of it, at the start of Holy Week. Some say it was caused by renovation work. Others asking if it was set intentionally. No matter what, this great treasure has been severely damaged. And now it's an increase. A French billionaire has upped the ante to $300 million, it says. Selma Hayek's husband, the French billionaire, Francois Henri Pinault, pledging himself $100 million. That's $115 million as the renovations continue. What's incredible here, if you watched this fire yesterday, as so many of us did, millions around the world watched this fire. The church has stood there for 850 years, begun in the 12th century, completed in the 13th. You wouldn't have thought that anything survived inside, and yet it did. The cross, the altar, the center of the cathedral, still intact in large part. And really good news is this. Many of the artifacts, the treasures, were spirited out of the cathedral before the fire had a chance to destroy them. A dozen statues sitting atop the structure removed last week for renovation and restoration. Pretty incredible. I was there about 10 or 12 years ago. I visited Notre Dame, and it's a breathtaking place, an incredible place, a spiritual place, a powerful place. 13 million people a year go to Notre Dame as part of their passing through Paris. I mean, there's carts on the streets selling food and coffee and souvenirs and remembrances of everything there. It's a place very much alive, very much Paris. As much as the Eiffel Tower, as much as the Louvre, Notre Dame represents what Paris is, and certainly what it was. Surviving things like the French Revolution, two world wars. But to be hit by fire in 2019. Many question why this fire began. Renovations were underway, set to take years and millions of dollars. And the initial investigation is pointing towards some problem with the renovation sparking that fire, but others not so sure, because Catholic churches have been targeted in France for some time. Two churches a day being desecrated. Two churches a day attacked in France. And because of that, many are asking, is it possible it was an intentional fire? Just this past Friday, a 22-year-old terrorist sentenced to 8 years in a French prison because she planned 2 years ago an attack just about like this one to set Notre Dame on fire. So when people ask questions, there's a good reason for it. When people question what really happened at Notre Dame, there's good reason for it. One of the churches targeted more recently, St. Sulpice, set on fire 2 weeks ago. The Church of St. Sulpice set on fire after midday mass on Sunday 2 weeks ago. Built in the 17th century, St. Sulpice houses three works of the romantic painter Eugène Delacroix. It was also used in the movie adaptation of the Da Vinci Code. You've seen it before. Set on fire. Last month at the St. Nicholas Catholic Church in Huy, France, in north central France, the statue of the Virgin Mary found smashed at the altar. The cross had been thrown to the ground. Other churches all across France attacked, satanic symbols put up, desecrated, and attacked, and you don't hear anything about it. And so that's why it's being asked. The investigation continues right now. It indicates that it was likely something to do with renovation. That's what they're telling us. But let the investigation play out. Let me give you an example of how people don't want to talk about this. I'm going to go to Fox News yesterday. The Catholic League president, Bill Donahue, was on with Neil Cavuto and twice began to talk about the attacks on Catholic churches all across France recently. After a little more than a minute, they pulled the plug on him. Bite five. Listen to this. Bite
on
five.
On the phone, Bill, we don't know what started this. We do know the repercussions and what has been left as a result of this. Ruins. And ruins that could take some time to fix and make right. And you never can make it as it was.
Well, Neil, if it is an accident, it's a monumental tragedy. But forgive me for being suspicious. Just last month, a 17th century church was set on fire in Paris. We've seen tabernacles knocked down. Crosses have been torn down. Statues have been smashed.
We don't know that. We don't know. So if we can avoid what your suspicions might be, I do want to look at what happens now. There was a very pricey rebuilding and renovation effort going on that involved a good deal of Catholic fundraising campaigns, I know, in this country and abroad. This renovation was paid for up front. So in other words, all the monies were there. And now I'm wondering how much more the Catholic Church commits to this, or do you think now they first want to get to the bottom of it?
Well, first they have to get to the bottom of it, and they will rebuild it. There's no question about that. And they certainly, the Catholic Church will come up with the money for it. That's not even a question. But I'm sorry. I mean, when I find out that the Eucharist is being destroyed and excrement is being smeared on crosses,
wait a minute,
this
Bill,
is going on now.
I love you, Bill, but we cannot make conjectures about this. So thank you very much. Bill, I'm sorry. Thank you very, very much. I do want
and
to
so
let
he got cut
know,
off.
And again, we're
he was not allowed
to
discuss that. Cut right off. Not allowed to discuss that. And I get the point. Cavuto's point is that we don't know what caused this fire at Notre Dame. And Bill Donahue wants to talk about what's going on with churches all across France being targeted. Bill Donahue, the Catholic League president, an example of why you don't hear about what's happening in the world at large. Catholic churches being desecrated and targeted all across, not just France, but Europe. Now, why do you think that is? I mean, we don't have the Christian community, not as strong as it once was, clearly. But other changes obviously occurring in France and elsewhere as well. And as a result of this, these churches have been targeted by whom? By a variety of people is the answer. A variety of people have targeted these Catholic churches for a variety of reasons. And none of them good. It's a symbol of Western civilization as Notre Dame. It shall be rebuilt. Again, billionaires in France already pledging hundreds of millions of euros to get behind the project, to get started immediately. Thankfully, many of the treasures were saved, as were statues on the roof and many other relics. Not a total loss. Unbelievable. And the cross and the altar, still standing. Incredible. The Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.